Oh, hey, you're awake. Did you happen to check out my Instagram? Oh. Well, good. I wanted to make sure you didn't think I was doing anything inappropriate at the bar tonight. I know it looks like those three guys are draped all over me, doing shots off my tits. I think there's even a couple of hands up my skirt in one photo. But I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time, so don't be mad, okay? You want to see the photos? Really? Not even the skirt one? You're not worried that I might have disrespected you or our relationship? Because some of these comments my followers are leaving. Good. Okay. I'm glad you understand, I guess. Grace always tells me I act way too slutty when we're out drinking. I'm just trying to be friendly. Guys really like it when attractive women laugh at their jokes, or when we emphasize the things we say by patting a guy's inner thigh. Sometimes we stare right at them while we let their friends kiss our necks. You don't think that's slutty behavior, do you? I'd never do anything you thought was inappropriate. I wouldn't want to make you mad. Grace thinks I'm too accommodating, but the men at the bars are always so horny. I don't want to get all offended and ruin our night, so if they get a little handsy, I just go with it. It's not like I ask for it. Unless we're playing truth or dare, then sometimes because it's part of the game. Oh, have I told you about that? Yeah, I mean, occasionally things can go too far. I can admit that. Actually, I think I should tell you some of the other things that I was dared to do last time we played. It was a couple weeks ago. I wanted to tell you, but I was afraid you'd be angry with me. But it wasn't my fault. It was all kinds of escalated. We all had a few drinks, and I think I was the one who suggested we play. At first, it was just kid stuff. One of the guys dared Grace to kiss me. No big deal. It's not like we haven't done that plenty of times before. Then I dared a guy to go down on a beer bottle, you know. He actually did kind of a great job. Well, then he dared me to do the same thing, but blindfolded. I figured it was a really stupid dare. Why did I need to see to throw the beer bottle, right? So, Grace wraps one of the guy's neckties around my eyes, and I start feeling around for the bottle. I can hear Grace and the guys laughing, and I'm thinking they moved it. And I'm about to say something, one of those fucking guys put his hand on the back of my head and shoves his cock in my mouth. At first I was confused, then very quickly I got scared. I felt like I was going to choke, so I gagged for a few seconds and then started swallowing almost automatically. I guess my body was trying desperately to move this huge thing it thought was stuck in my throat. I could hear Grace telling the guy to take it out. And then he let go of the back of my head, but I guess he hasn't gotten laid in a while or my throat was massaging him just right. Anyway, he started coming. He pulled out pretty quick, and his buddy started laughing at him. I ripped off the blindfold. I had streaks of his cum over my top, but most of it was in my mouth. He looked shocked. I knew it had gone further than he meant to, but I still wanted payback. So I grabbed his collar and started to kiss him. Deep. I don't think the guys knew why for a second, but Grace sure did. I could hear her howling with laughter as I forced this guy's load back into his mouth. All of it. Then I broke the kiss, smiled at him, and patted his cheek as I finished my drink. I think he spat his cum into his beer glass. Grace and I left right away. I was pissed at her, but she thought I was such a badass that I forgave her pretty quick. But I never told you. I sucked off another man until he came in my mouth, and then I kissed him. Are you mad? Well, yeah, I know it's not my fault. I didn't have to put myself in that situation. I'm not victim blaming. Oh, yeah? Well, I had a choice when I hooked up with him the next weekend. Yeah. I just loved the taste of his fucking dick so much that I went back to his fucking place the next time I saw him. And I fucking sucked on that fat fucking cock for like an hour, right up until his roommate came home and found me on my knees with my fucking throat stuffed. He thought I was a fucking hooker. So he threw me some cash and pulled out his angry fucking cock, all hot and hard and twitching in my face. He didn't even ask his buddy for permission, and they double-teamed me all night long. I took both their cocks at the same time. I even let them fuck me in the same hole. I let them use me until my lips were swollen, and then I sucked and spat and stroked them off together, right up against my face. I worked those cocks like a pro until they each blew desperate, heavy loads and hot, needy spurts all over me. And I fucking loved it. There was so much fucking cum in my face, I couldn't see which one of them pushed me out the door. I couldn't even see the washcloth one of them threw at my head before the door slammed. Fuck. I felt like worthless trash, and I loved it. I did. And I thought the roommate was cute. So I fucking went back the next day to see him. Just showed up at his door. I got on my knees and called him daddy. And he fucking liked it. I asked daddy to feed me his big daddy cock, and I sucked him like a lollipop. And then I begged him to fuck me. Like a fucking cheap whore who wants a hot meal. Except when I begged on my knees, with tears in my eyes, I took out the money he'd thrown at me the day before, and I placed it at his feet. You heard that? He thought some cock-dumb hooker was so thirsty for his dick that she was paying him for sex. Then I bent over the back of his couch and spread myself wide. I told him he could take me any way he wanted. In any hole. Yeah. And he started fucking my cunt. So I begged him to take it out and put it in my ass. He thought I was fucking crazy by that point, and he was probably right. I was his cock-starved little sex addict who wanted whatever she wasn't getting. And I whored myself and begged and let him use me all night. And then I fucking forced him to come inside me. Right in my cunt. He tried to pull out, but I wrapped my legs around him tight and crossed my ankles so he couldn't get away. I ordered him to fucking breed me. How do you like that? Huh? You don't believe me? The fuck? I told him about you. I told him about you. I told him I needed his fucking loads because my husband has a tiny little baby dick that... No. Fuck. No, no, don't go. I'm sorry. Okay. you in. I didn't fuck him. No. Not either of them. No. I didn't suck any dick at the bar either. Fine. No, Grace doesn't think I'm cool. You... Sweetheart. Darling. Daddy. Just fucking hit me, Daddy. Please. Slap me like I fucking need you. Please stop torturing me and give me the back of your hand. You know it's what I deserve. I do deserve it. Please. I'm sorry I lied to you. Yes, I'm sorry I tried to make you angry. I know. Yes, I know you don't have time for bratty girls. And yes, of course, I know you can tell when you're being manipulated. I'm sorry. I'll do anything you want, anything. Please, just take off your belt and choke me just a little. Call me your whore. Spank me over and over until I can't sit down for a week or just a few times. Just make my cheeks sting for the rest of the night. Okay. Just once. Please spank your little girl's ass. Just once, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy.